The Child. It is early in the morning as I walk through the countryside, and I feel happy and at peace. Up ahead, I see a stone building that seems to be very old. Its ancient roof is also made of stone, and along the front stand large marble columns. As I near the building, I can see it has a massive metal door. Suddenly I'm surprised when two ferocious beasts charge toward me from one side of the building. Fortunately, they're held back by strong chains that stop them just out of reach. I can't approach the door without being attacked by the animals, so I throw them a sack of food. The beasts eagerly devour the food and soon fall fast asleep. Approaching the door, I inspect it carefully, but can't find a door handle or any other way to open it. Nevertheless, I push gently, and the door swings open with an ancient creaking sound. A long, softly lit room opens before me. I cannot see to the end, but on the left and right are life-size paintings that reach nearly to the floor. Each portrays a different scene. The first, on my left, depicts a magician seated behind a table spread with cards, dice, and other games of chance. My gaze is drawn to this character's curious hat. I try to run my finger over the hat in the painting, but feel no resistance to my touch. Instead, my arm enters right into the picture. So I go ahead and put one leg and then my whole body into the painting. Raising a hand, the magician exclaims, "Not so fast, you can't come in unless you pay admission." Searching through my pockets, I pull out a small crystalline sphere, which I give to this trickster. The colourful character nods, and I enter. It is night, and I find myself in an amusement park. Everywhere I see mechanical rides, filled with light and movement, but I do not see any people. Then I discover a child, about 10 years old, who is facing away from me. As I move closer, the youngster turns to look at me, and I realize it is myself when I was that age. "What are you doing here?" I ask. The child tells me something about an injustice that has happened, and then begins to cry. To console the child, I promise that we'll go on some rides, but the youngster insists on talking about the injustice. In order to understand the child better, I try to recall what happened to me at that age that was so unfair. Now I remember that injustice, and somehow I realize it's like a situation I'm experiencing in my life right now. I reflect on this, but the child continues to cry. So I say, all right then, I'm going to straighten out this injustice that seems to keep happening to me. To begin with, I'll be friendly toward the people who are creating this situation for me. With an affectionate pat, I say that we'll be seeing each other again. Saying goodbye, the child goes away very happy. I leave the amusement park, passing beside the magician, who gives me a quick sidelong glance. As I go by, I brush against his hat, prompting a playful wink from this extraordinary character. I emerge from the painting, and once again find myself in the long room. Walking slowly, I cross the room and go through the door. Outside, the animals remain fast asleep, and I pass between them without fear. The magnificent day greets me. I make my way back across the open fields, whistling and singing, with the sensation that at last I understand a situation that has been a burden to me for a very long time.